WVSG Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Kevin Lowry, and I'm joined in the studio with Father Stosh Daly from Holy Family.
Good to be here.
Welcome,
be here.
Father.
Give us your money. So, we need it. Keep Catholic Radio on air. We need it right now. We got goals we got to reach.
Father, stop beating around the bush.
We need those goals reached.
Well, we're so grateful to have you here, and once again, we're inviting people to join us and be our partners in this wonderful apostolate of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We are listener-supported, and we're just inviting people to join us with a gift in any amount. So you can be a sustaining member, and for $20 or more per month, you will receive the Most Holy Rosary DVD by Father John Ricardo, which I think is a wonderful, wonderful gift. And for leadership gifts of $1,000 or more, you get both that and the El Divino Niño statue, which is a 7-inch white resin statue and a replica of the statue that Mother Angelica has made for the piazza at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, Alabama, which is just one of those places, again, Father, that I think is just sort of almost has like a concentration of the Holy Spirit.
You know, there are those places that we go to and we visit or we've heard of that are very anointed.
Yeah.
And that is one of them.
Right.
You know, I mean, the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, and then, of course, even the campus of EWTN in Birmingham. And then you got places like Franciscan University of Steubenville. You have these places that are truly anointed by the Holy Spirit. And you can just go to that place. And it's a pilgrimage destination, but it's also a place of great grace.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I mean, I say that Franciscan, for me, had what I call the boomerang effect, because it didn't really affect me as much as I thought while I was there. But then within a couple of years of leaving, all of a sudden it came all the way around.
What's your favorite part of the campus there?
The favorite part of the campus. Well, it was the pub when I started. But
Lord
then,
save us.
Yes, okay. I know. After that. But after that, you know what? It was the chapel that was so foreign to me.
Oh, Christ the King?
Yeah,
chapel?
Christ the King.
Oh, see, I got to say mine is the Port. Port Siuncula.
Oh.
You can't take mine. Nope. I called it first.
Okay, but hang on. That wasn't there when I was there. So that was, because I was back there in the olden days.
Yourself.
Anyway, you know what? It doesn't matter. So you can also give a business membership and get Father John Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary DVD as well for a gift of support of $60 a month, because you also get 100 mentions per year. So once again, please dial 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com. And we are once again thrilled to see Andrea, our angel, back in the studio. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you so much to everyone who's been calling in. Thank you to Julie from St. Joan of Arc Parish for your gift. She loves Father Ricardo, and she also loves listening to Catholic Answers Live. Also, thank you to our anonymous donor for your gift, who loves Father Stash and the Sacred Heart the Sacred Heart Hour. Also, thank you to Rich from Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish for becoming increasing your monthly sustaining gift. That is so awesome. Thank you so much. He loves Father Ricardo. And he also wanted to give a shout out and say hi to Kevin Lowry.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Well, thank you very
much.
Hello. Right back at you. Great to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling and for making this pledge. We really appreciate it.
Also, we had one other gift come in from Tracy. She called in and wanted to give a gift in honor of her in-law, Mary Elizabeth Colling. She loves listening to the Sacred Soundings and Dr. Anders. So thank you so much for your gift. I encourage you, if you're listening, to call in at 614-459-4820, or you can donate online as well by going online to our website. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrea. And I see this hour, we have yet another promotion where if there's an extra $500 that's been pledged, if we reach 15 total gifts, and an extra $750 if we reach a total of 20.
And we're already on our way, Kevin.
Oh, we are.
We are well on our way, thanks to the gratitude and generosity of the people who are listening.
We're off to a strong start. We have 5 gifts already in our goal towards 15, so thank you.
And it's only 9:06.
That's
should totally get there.
Yes.
And, no pressure.
And hopefully we'll triple it, Father. You never know.
That would
be awesome. I know that there are people from Holy Family. My family used to go to Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Grove City, so mm-hmm. we'd love to hear from people down there. And I occasionally hang out at St. Francis in Newark, too. So, we'd love to hear from people there.
Pull them all in.
So thank you so much. Once again, please call us at 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com and join us in this wonderful apostolate. And right now, once again, I think we have a clip from Father John Ricardo, and this is a good one. This is called The Cross.
There is, I think, a tremendous need and a very urgent need for all of us and for everyone in the church to see the centrality of Jesus' cross, to see the love that it manifests, and to really understand that our lives are to be a response to this. I have, I don't know how many crucifixes in my office and my house. Almost every wall has at least one for lots of reasons. One is because I don't feel God's love, so I need to see it. But it's also because I want to be reminded of all he's done for me. I have very few memories as a child. I don't have very many memories from this morning, but my strongest memory as a child is of the parish church where I grew up and this massive crucifix that we had on the back wall, and of just seeing the crucifix on the wall and of knowing, I wouldn't have articulated it this way at whatever age I had this memory, I'm sure, but I know it now, of knowing that's God, that happened for me, somehow I have to respond to that. I just knew that was done for me. Much like we talked about 2 weeks ago when we looked at the person of Jesus, if that happened, the cross, if that happened, it matters. It matters for everyone, and it matters for me personally, if he has done that. There's this great need, I think, to see that that is the Lord who has done that for us in love, and that our lives are to be a response to this. And I don't need to see this intellectually. I need to know this profoundly. And the Holy Spirit who dwells in you and me, who's been poured into our hearts, he wants to do that. He wants me to experience that the cross was for me. This has incredible ramifications for all of life. Think of something like forgiveness. How different it is to forgive somebody who's wronged you if you don't know that the cross was for you personally. The moment you know the cross was for you personally and that you deserve to be on there, that I deserved to be on there, and I'm not on there. The one who made me is on there, and he's poured out his mercy for me. If I know that, if that's my experience in life, then even as difficult as it is, it flows through me onto the people who wrong me. It can't not. Versus the person who doesn't understand the centrality of the cross, who doesn't know that he's first or she's first been loved by God, who doesn't know the mercy that they've received. Then forgiveness becomes this, kind of mental exercise where I'm going to try to stir up enough willpower. And that's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is just letting the mercy of God flow through me, the mercy that I've received from the cross, which I can see even though I rarely feel it. Flip back to Romans 8. This is a chapter which is worth praying on over and over again. This might be a great passage for us all just to kind of soak ourselves in this week. I'm going to highlight just a couple verses here. Romans 8, starting in verse 15. He writes to us, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear." What fear? Think about that for a moment. What do you suppose the fear is that Paul's alluding to? I think there's two. The first is the fear about God. The Spirit who dwells in you to convince you otherwise, despite the accusations of the accuser, of Satan, that God is not your enemy. He's not your enemy. He's not the enemy of freedom, the enemy of happiness, the enemy of life. He's not standing over you with an anvil just waiting for you to mess up. He's not a cold, arbitrary judge. He's a loving, merciful Father. Is he just? Absolutely. But he's a merciful, loving Father. The fear that so many of us have, which the devil plays on, we talked about this last week, huh? Especially with all the experiences that we have in life where things go wrong, the fear is that God does not care, that he's not interested in my life. I've been asking and seeking and pounding all for decades and haven't gotten a crumb, haven't even had the window slide open. And the devil plays on that to say, see, he's not good. He doesn't care. He's aloof. He may not even be there. If he's there, he's there for someone else, but not for you. The other fear, I think, is about us, that I'm either all alone here, or perhaps more powerfully, that I'm somehow damaged goods. So we sit here and we hear all these great things about the Holy Spirit's been poured into our hearts, and He wants to bring us the experience of the Father's love, and I have no problems whatsoever believing that for you. But I'm damaged goods. I got a checkered past that's longer than a grocery list for someone who hasn't shopped for a month. And we all feel that way. One of the great retreats given in the papal household, I think it was back in the year 2000 by a Vietnamese archbishop who's deceased now. He was in solitary confinement for more than 10 years in Vietnam. And he had a great line. He was preaching on mercy. And he said, there is no saint who has ever lived, except for Mary, without a past. Not something they were ashamed of. Something they were humiliated by. Something they were embarrassed by. Something they didn't want anyone to know. And there's no sinner, he went on to say, however vile their sin, without a future. There's no such thing as damaged goods. Or if there is, we're all damaged goods. And we're the ones who make the grading scale. God doesn't. God just knows we're all in need. And because we're all in need, we all receive the mercy and the redemption which He offers to us in the passion of His Son. That wasn't for some of us. That was for all of us. And in fact, the more you understand how damaged you are, then the more you're able to rejoice in the cross and to give thanks that that was precisely for me, that I was heading nowhere. It's one of the cheers of Catholic Central, huh? That was all of our lives. We're going nowhere. And God mercifully broke in and gave us a place where we could go, namely home. So we haven't received this spirit of slavery to fall into fear. We received a spirit of adoption, which cries out, Abba, Father. It is the Spirit Himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. That's not for some of you here tonight or for some of us here tonight. That's for all of us here tonight. You are all children of God, precious in His sight. There's nobody here who's unknown. Nobody blends in God.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Kevin Lowry, and I'm in the studio with Father Stosh Daly from Holy Family.
Good to be here, Kevin. Good to be here.
Yes, yes. Well, and we've just heard a terrific clip from Father John Ricardo. And it's funny, I don't know that there's anybody in here who says, yeah, I don't like Father Ricardo's show.
No. Only those that don't listen
in the morning. Almost everybody says, I love listening to Father Ricardo. So once again, please join us and keep Father Ricardo on the air here in Ohio. Call us at 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com. And please support us with your gift, and you can give in many different ways, a sustaining membership of $20 or more per month. We would love to see a leadership gift this hour, if that's possible for you to do. And you would get a DVD from Father John Ricardo plus an El Divino Niño statue. Or a business membership is $60 a month, and you get over 100 mentions per year for your business. But, Father, I have to tell you, this: seeing the centrality of Jesus' cross, as Father John Ricardo was talking about, I loved how he's saying, you know, there's no damaged goods.
Right.
We're all damaged. But, you know, the no damaged goods mm-hmm. piece of it, I really sort of tuned into, and how we can really rejoice in the cross.
Right. Well, and I think a lot of times when we consider that phrase, damaged goods, you know, we think of like going to the grocery store and looking at the fruit. And you see the fruit that's bruised.
Right.
Well, there's no way of that piece of fruit that's bruised coming back and not being bruised. You know, at least not being edible then. I mean, you can cover it up, you know. But the thing, like what his point is, it's like, okay, either, you know, you have to look at one of two ways. None of us are damaged goods like the bruised fruit in the mm-hmm. store mm-hmm. because we can always be redeemed. You know, the Lord has given us that grace. Or the other way to look at it is we're all damaged goods in need of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will then help us aim for that goal of holiness. And you know, one of the things he highlights in referring to Our Lady and the saints, it's you know, the perfection that so many of us want and strive for, it's not possible, but mm-hmm. holiness is.
Right.
We can aim for and obtain holiness right now.
Right.
Holiness is obtainable right now. But that perfection that so many people want and are thriving for, that's not something we're going to have till heaven.
Yeah.
You know, the only person that was graced and privileged to have that here is Our Lady as a human person. But what we can have is that holiness. And Catholic Radio makes clear holiness is possible right now.
Yeah.
And we can tell by the response of so many very, very generous benefactors that there's a great gratitude for that message of holiness is possible, holiness is doable, holiness is obtainable right here, right now.
You know, it's interesting to me, Father, that one of the themes that I hear on Catholic radio over and over again is this, the centrality of Christ's cross. But the way that that impacts us in practical day-to-day life is that God can use even the difficulties in our lives to bring us closer to Him. And this is something that actually I needed to become Catholic to sort of wake up to. And it's something that I love, because we know that on at any particular moment in time, people who are listening to Catholic radio, many of them are going through very real difficulties.
That's true.
And challenges. And so, you know, we want this to be a voice of encouragement to them, so that once again they can hear the Holy Spirit's voice through the voices on Catholic radio, and know that even though our lives aren't perfect, that if we embrace the cross of Christ, you know, we are children of God, and this is something that even in the most desperate trials that we're going through, that we can be brought closer to Him.
And we're not throwaways. You know, God isn't desiring to throw us away or like to use the anvil to hammer us. You know? But here's a test for you, Kevin.
Okay.
I saw you at Mass on Sunday.
Yes, you
did. At Holy Family.
Yes, you did.
And your boys. I saw you there.
Yep.
The gospel passage.
Yes.
Was, you know, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ entering into conversation with Peter. He asks those powerful words, "Who do the people say that I am?" And then he turns to those closer to him and says, "Okay, now who do you say that I am?"
Right.
And of course, then Peter gives his confessio, "You are the Christ," you know. And in the variation of the gospel we heard proclaimed at Mass last Sunday, the Lord Jesus then goes on to share what he's going to experience. And then, of course, Simon Peter rebukes him. And then Jesus rebukes Simon Peter.
Right.
You know? So everyone's getting rebuked, you know. But in the homily on Sunday at Holy Family, which I know you were there, and I saw you listening attentively,
I did.
Was a contradiction posed in that homily between the way Peter responds to the reality of the cross that Jesus announces, and then the way Mary responds to the cross.
Right.
You know, Peter rebukes. He doesn't want to see the suffering come. He doesn't want that pain and that agony and that death to come, because what does that mean? Well, that means, are we going to be able to succeed? Are we going to be able to carry it? Are we going to survive it? Versus Mary, who stands strong at the foot of the cross,
right?
You know, and you know, that's a powerful point of meditation for us, is to consider, you know, we each in our humanity, we have that desire to avoid the cross, but we also have that capacity to stand at the foot of it,
right?
And if we are more like Our Lady, and we strive to have that strength, or in those, you know, the adjectives that were used, she's strong and calm at the foot of the cross, and she stays standing.
And you know what always impresses me about that image is thinking about her radical trust in God, that even when she sees no way that the promises that have been made are going to be fulfilled.
She refuses to give up hope.
Exactly.
She refuses. Yeah.
Exactly. So that profound faith, which is, of course, the opposite of Eve. That's why she's the new Eve, you know, and it always impressed me that both were given the gift of being born without original sin, and both were given the gift of free will.
Right.
But one used it one way, and of course, Our Lady used it the other way.
And she, as Our Lady, shows that she's ultimately the one who's truly free, because she does what she ought to do. She stands at the foot of the cross strong and calm, and she gives each one of us such a beautiful example. And that's one of the messages Catholic Radio is here to announce. Humanity has that capacity to stand at the foot of the cross strong and calm, to give hope, and to acknowledge within each one of us that God has planted that seed of grace to be strong and calm.
That's right. So, you know, one of the things that I love is, of course, you're familiar with Blessed Solanus Casey.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, who is just such an inspiration to me. And one of the things that I just love about his particular life and example was his notion about giving God thanks in advance.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, so we can give God thanks in advance, even when we're going through the difficulties, because if we have enough trust that Christ can bring us through those things and bring us closer to Him as a result, you know, we just know He's got it.
One of the things I love about Solanus is he could not play the violin to save his life.
I know.
But he did anyway.
That's right.
Much to the sanctification of his fellow brothers.
Yes.
But, you know, he understood that God had given him gifts and talents.
Right.
And though they may not have sounded very well, they weren't very beautiful, he still gave them back to the Lord. And Catholic Radio encourages you to participate with us in this opportunity to give back to the Lord by sharing those gifts and talents that he's given to us.
That's right. So, and we're going to hear about a couple more of those right now, because our angel Andrea has reappeared.
Woo!
Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you. So I have another joke. Where do polar bears keep their money?
Oh, my.
I don't know. I don't know.
A snowbank.
Woo! Right. Well, they need to give their money to Catholic Radio. So.
Yeah, right.
There you go. That's right. Thank you so much for everyone who keeps calling in. This is just awesome. Thank you to Tom and Christine for your gift. Your parish from they're at the parish St. Stephen the Martyr. And thank you for being a bronze sustaining member. And they love, their favorite thing about St. Gabriel Radio is Father Stash.
Absolutely. Of course.
Thank you. Awesome. Keep me on air.
Yes. You're getting all these. Yes. Sorry. In memory of Father Stash. Carl and Tom, thank you so much for your donation and for being a bronze sustaining member. They belong to St. Andrew and Holy Family parishes. And they also love Father Stash. So,
oh, very nice. Thank you so much.
Marilyn, thanks for calling in from Holy Family Parish. Thank you so much for your gift in memory of your husband, Carl, and also for Thanksgiving for Father Stash as their pastor. She also belongs to Holy Family Parish. Other things she loves about St. Gabriel Radio is Dr. Ray and listening to the Rosary.
Good program. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Lisa from Church of the Ascension, thank you so much for becoming a bronze sustaining member. And she loves St. Gabriel Radio. She said it helps her on her faith journey and continuing her education on the Catholic faith. So thank you so much for everyone who's been calling in. We currently, we are at 13 donors this hour, and if we receive 15 donors this hour, we have a donor who will donate an additional $500. So keep those calls coming in and those donations coming in. Also, we are looking for one leadership gift this hour of $1,000. So if you are prayerfully considering that, please call in. You can donate by calling in at 614-459-4820 or donate online as well. Once again, it's 614-459-4820. And thank you so much to everyone who's giving so much of your time and generosity. So thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. Well, one of the things that I want to point out is that we've got these terrific gifts for anyone who does call in, and we've got the Most Holy Rosary DVD that's done by Father John Ricardo. And I have to tell you, Father, in my experience, one of the best things that my wife and I have done over the past, I don't know, several years, is that we've started saying prayers with the kids every night. And it's really had a transformational effect. That, along with, of course, getting our home enthroned to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which made a huge impact. But also having this regular cadence of prayer in our lives together as a family has really been a gift. And I'm thinking that Father John Ricardo's DVD would be a terrific help for that.
Absolutely, because as the DVD is Father Ricardo praying the rosary, but as he goes through the different mysteries, there are different images of sacred scenes that pop up on the TV to accompany the Mysteries of the Rosary that Father John Ricardo leads. Right. So if you are one of our listeners who just loves Father Ricardo because of his message, because the authenticity and sincerity of his message, but also because of the beautiful nature of how he lives out his priesthood.
Yeah.
You know, you call into Catholic Radio, your name is entered into the raffle for this DVD of Father Ricardo praying the rosary.
Actually, you get it. There's no raffle. If you give a gift of $20 or more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Call in and give you
$20 a month. That's right. The raffle's for two different things.
That's right. Oh, and we do have raffles. Maybe we should mention that, because there are raffles for what is it? We've got one for the Our Lady of Fatima statue, which we have in our home, and it's absolutely beautiful. So that's going to be taking place on Saturday, September 22nd. But we've also got two football tickets to OSU versus Nebraska on November 3rd.
That practice. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
So,
that's right.
Well,
calling it a game. Andrea is not in here, so we can say that now.
Yeah. Hello. And we would like to thank all of you who have already participated in keeping St. Gabriel Catholic Radio on the air. We are so very blessed by your generosity. We have goals set for every hour, and for this hour, it's 25 minutes past. So we're only 25 minutes into this hour, and the total number of gifts that has been set for us is 15, and your generosity has already pushed us to 16. But the thing is, if we hit 15, A donor has pledged to give another $500 on top of that. And if we hit 20 total gifts, another donor has offered to throw in another $750.
That's
so
right.
If you can help us through your generosity reach 20 gifts in this hour, another donor will throw in another $750 on top of that.
And we would love to get to that 20 goal, because certainly we've already earned the extra $500 for this hour. And if we get four more gifts, we will hit the $750 as well. So it is now my privilege to turn to another guest in the studio today. We've got Dave Hyland here with us. Welcome, Dave.
Good morning.
And Dave is a longtime sustaining member and works with youth at the Church of the Resurrection. So
I've been on that team, KDB.
Outstanding. So welcome, Dave. And I've got some notes here that he loves integrating faith into his work. I actually wrote a book on that, Dave. I'll have to give you a copy. Business, and AMA 20 deepens and helps articulate his faith in ways to relate to our Protestant brothers. So that's fantastic. Dave, again, welcome. And how did you get involved with AMA 20 in the first place?
I found you on the radio. I love talk radio. And Sister Angelica was telling one of her stories, and I thought that was cute. And so I kept listening, and then I think Father Enrico, and it just resonated with me.
Sure.
I've taught CCD in the past, about probably 20 years in all total, if you add them all together, different churches. As my wife went through RCIA, and she was became an instructor, started working with Frank Innerino at St. Bridget of Kildare. And then we moved to New York, and she got involved in the RCA program there. And I taught CCD there. And then we moved back to Columbus and Church of the Resurrection. And KDB had asked, was looking for help with the high school students. And I got some time working with high school students.
Fantastic.
But you teach CCD, and you don't always, you read the instructions, you get a catechism to study and help the kids learn how to work with. But it's great to have life stories and be able to integrate it into your conversations.
Right.
And that's where A20 has helped me, because I can now, as a business person, without intruding in people's lives or trying to force on them, I don't go around and say, well, I'm Catholic. But if they bring it, if they ask the question or mention God bless, or many people will bring up religion just in different ways, it's nice to be able to have a comeback to what they might be talking about.
Right.
So, I think I know a lot about the Catholic Church and its richness, but I can guarantee you that if you listen to 820, you're going to get more richness, more deep into your belief. So I love being Catholic. So that's
right.
What I tell people. I love being a Catholic. And if they ask me why, then I have stories.
Right. Dave, I'm right there with you. I love being Catholic too, because at least for me, it was a gift. You know, I came, well, kicking and screaming into the Catholic Church, and it was almost against my will in some regards. But I love the fact that you're talking about integrating faith and work, because there's so much opportunity to witness, not only in our discussions, but in our actions. You know, so. How has St. Gabriel Radio impacted your faith personally?
The richness, you go to Mass and you love the Lord, you love having Holy Communion, but you don't necessarily know all the traditions that behind that. We know the big traditions, we know baptism and Holy Communion and marriage and priesthood. And
sure.
I was blessed, I went to Ohio Dominican University, and our motto is contemplation of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hard to discern truth. But you have Father Enrico, you listen to him, and every story he tells, you know, peels back the onion a little more. Get a little deeper dive. And unless you are hanging out with priests and nuns, you don't get to do that. But with 820, on your dial, you're getting it in deep it you get drawn in.
Yeah.
It starts off with, you know, I've turned to Tao. There's some conversations I go, I don't get it. So I move on to another radio station. But most of the time, if you sit there and you listen just a couple of minutes, all of a sudden you're drawn in, and they get deeper, and you have a better understanding.
Right.
I was coming here, and I heard about the 12 pillars, you know, representing the apostles. I think that's a very deep and it's a beautiful thing. Now, when you're in church, you're surrounded by the whole, you know, those apostles.
Sure.
Can't imagine what it'd be like to be sitting at the Lord's table at the Last Supper. But now I can. I go, hey, they're here.
Right.
My loved ones that are in heaven are here. The saints are here.
That's right.
We had a conversation with Colleen about how do you, as a business person, how do you, you can't go in to a business meeting and start talking about religion. It just is a no-no. You have to just be prepared, allow the Holy Spirit to come up with an answer. Somebody says to you, well, I'm thinking about joining the Church of the Latter-day Saints, and I'm concerned about leaving the live Jesus to go with a church that's going to want me to wait until he comes again. And so it was pretty simple to say, well, you know, I love being a Catholic, and this lady wasn't a Catholic. I said, I listen to 820s, listen to St. Gabriel's. The Holy Spirit will be there. He will come to you and discuss with you what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do that I normally would never start a business meeting with starting off with religion. Would love to be able to start every meeting with a prayer, but it's just not something we do in business.
Sure.
So my challenge is to the business owners of Church of the Resurrection. We have a big bulletin in the back, three pages are full of businesses that are advertising. I think I challenge them to become a business member. Many of our parishioners are already sustaining members, but I don't know how many. I don't ever see or hear a lot of Church of Resurrection businesses, and we have a ton of them. Hmm. They need to support St. Gabriel's Radio. They can do it.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, David Hyland, for coming on today on our Spirit Drive, and I think we're going to go to a break.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection, and if you're listening to this radio station, then you know the important role Catholic radio plays in changing lives and bringing people closer to Jesus. You know about the benefits of Catholic radio, and you certainly are aware, probably because of the impact it's had on your life and friends and family, of why we need Catholic radio. You know, and thanks to EWTN, our program is actually provided free of charge. But for this radio station and others, there are a lot of expenses that must be paid on the local level to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, however, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Catholic Connection every single day. And don't worry about the amount. No matter what the amount, your gift will work to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. So please prayerfully consider making a gift to this station right now.
Bityard LLC, web development staffing and solutions in Central Ohio. Saints Luke and Dominic, pray for us. Bityard, online at bityard.co or email james@bityard.co.
If you know of someone addicted to opioids, LifeSpring Recovery can help. LifeSpring Recovery is an outpatient opioid treatment center with board-certified addiction specialists, physicians, and counselors. LifeSpring Recovery addresses the medical and behavioral needs of the addicted, including drug testing and weekly follow-ups. LifespringRecovery.com. That's LifespringRecovery.com.
Is it time to change the flooring in your home? Then you owe it to yourself to check out Evans Carpet Junkyard. Family owned and operated for 53 years, Evans Carpet offers a large selection of quality carpet, remnants, and flooring at great prices. Evans also offers binding for those comfortable area rugs. Stop by their spacious 20,000 square foot facility at 665 North Hague Avenue off of 70 West and stroll through the large inventory of in-stock flooring that's available for quick installations. Visit CarpetJunkyard.com today. Evans Carpet Junkyard, quality carpet at junkyard prices.
The Catholic Foundation makes it easy for you to get started with your estate plan. The Catholic Foundation helps you sort through your options and develop ideas on even the smallest of estates. With the Catholic Foundation, you can leave a legacy of love and faith uniquely aligned with your Catholic values. Start your plan giving conversation today at the Catholic Foundation, catholic-foundation.org.
The Cottage of Tailoring at Graceland Center. Pant hems, zippers, and repairs, wedding and prom dress alterations. Friendly and efficient, quality work, ready on time. The Cottage of Tailoring at Graceland Center. That's Cottage of Tailoring.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Kevin Lowry, and I'm in the studio with Father Stosh Daly from Holy Family Parish in Columbus. You've just listened to a great testimonial from Dave Hyland, who
from Resurrection,
who challenged people.
That he did. He threw out a challenge to all of the businesses who advertise in Resurrection Parish in their bulletin, or who are, you know, registered in the parish themselves.
He said they have, what, 3 pages at the end of the bulletin.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
That's
okay.
A lot of business members here.
That's right. Well, that's a serious challenge then. So if you advertise in Resurrection's bulletin, please give us a call at 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com, and we would be most grateful to hear from you today. And I am happy to announce that once again, we have our angel, Andrea, who's in the studio with us. Woo! Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you.
You're not going to begin with a joke, are you?
Oh, I have a great one, Father. You ready for this?
I'll brace myself.
I was going to tell you about all the drama at the convent, but then remembered it's none of your business.
Oh, woo! My.
No comment.
Thank you so much for everyone who keeps calling in and donating. Thank you, Robert, for your bronze sustaining membership donation. He is from St. Francis de Sales Parish in Newark. He said, your programming is excellent, and he really enjoys praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So thank you so much for your donation. Laura from Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish. Thank you for donating in honor of your son, Warren. She loves Catholic Answers, and she is a bronze sustaining member. Thank you so much for your donation. Rachel from Holy Family.
All right.
She's donating in honor of gratitude of Father Stosh Daly and Kevin Lowry.
Oh, thank you very much.
We know her.
Everything. Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for being a bronze sustaining member. So thank you so much for that. Also, thank you for your gifts, James from St. Paul in Westerville, in memory of son Adam Shaw. He loves Father Ricardo and listens every morning, and he said he would love to meet Father Stosh. So thank you for your gift, Laura. Also, thank you for your gift from Our Lady of Perpetual Help in honor of your 35th wedding anniversary next month.
Congratulations.
So thank you so much. Congratulations.
Fantastic.
And Mark, in honor of Kevin Lowry for your gift, who he thinks is just great. So thank you so much. Also, thank you, Jeff Collins, for calling in. He's a longtime friend of the station. He says, continue to bless us as we bless you. So thank you, everyone, for calling in. If you haven't already, please call in at 614-459-4820 or donate online as well. So thank you so much, everyone.
All right.
We're
thank
aiming
you,
for that
Andrea.
20 total gifts,
yes.
Number of gifts. Because then another donor is going to kick in another $750 if we hit 20 total gifts for this hour. We're at 18 right now, so we're just so close. Almost there. Almost there. We're almost there.
We are very close. And once again, there are some terrific gifts in here.
Oh, we just got one leadership gift.
Awesome. Leadership gift. So thank you. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate that. This is such a tremendous opportunity to partner with, really to take ownership of this wonderful apostolate that we have here that has been such a blessing for so many people. And I have to comment in particular, you know, Rachel called in, Father, and we both know Rachel.
We do.
She is one of my inspirations. Yeah. You know, I'm so grateful for Rachel and knowing that she too benefits from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio just makes me happy.
She's one of the faithful servants in the vineyard who's just doing a lot of good work and gratitude for all the Lord has done.
That's right. So once again, thank you, Rachel, and thank you, Mark, and thank you everyone else who's called in. Again, we have some terrific gifts here for anyone who makes a membership gift to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You can do that at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. We've got Father John Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary DVD for gifts of $20 or more per month, or for business memberships of $60 per month, and you get over 100 mentions a year on air. Also, for leadership gifts, you get both that DVD and the El Divino Nino statue, and that's for gifts of $1,000 or more.
Kevin, I've noticed the longer we're on air, the easier it is for you to pronounce Divino Nino.
You know what? I have to admit, I was very challenged with that in the beginning. I'm finally getting it towards the end of the second hour
we're
here.
Getting there.
It took me a while. Now, I think next up we have a clip from a friend of mine, Jeff Cavins, who is going to talk about endurance.
Because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Rabbi of all rabbis, your husband, the bridegroom, has chosen you just the way you are. You can stand in front of the mirror and just say, you are chosen by Jesus. You are chosen and loved by him because he believes that you can become like him, but you cannot become like him without him. And that's why when we try to endure out there in the world, we can't do it in our own strength. We need the strength of Jesus, but that will never come unless we enter into this discipleship relationship with him, where not only are we husband, wife, bride, bridegroom, and familial relationship, family, but he's my rabbi, he's my teacher, he's the one I want to become like. Lech Acharai. Now the second thing a rabbi would say to the students is this, and you can read it in Matthew chapter 11, 28 and 29, where Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then he says in verse 29, something that every rabbi said to incoming disciples, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble of heart. Every rabbi said that to the young person. Take my yoke upon you. Now, before you write down on your paper real quick, no, this has nothing to do with eggs. Nothing. Because I saw a few of you writing at that point. Stop that lady right over there. It has nothing to do with the oxen yoke, even though that makes a nice homily. Sermon, teaching. What does it mean, take my yoke? I'll tell you what it means. When a rabbi says this in the first century, it means take my worldview upon you. See people the way I see people. Hear the news the way I hear the news. See the orphan, the widow. See social justice. See marriage, sexuality. See heaven, hell, purgatory. See it the way I see it. See it through my eyes. And so when we say yes to Jesus, that we will follow him, he offers the invitation, Lech Acharai, and we say yes, it means, Jesus, I'm going to take your world view upon myself, and I'm going to live this way. I'm going to be with you from now on. I'm going to listen to you, and there's two things I need to know, Lord. And these are outlined in the Catechism in paragraph 236. In paragraph 236, it says there are two things that you need to know. Number one is you need to know the theology. I'll explain that. We'll break it down. And number two, you need to know the economy of God. And paragraph 236 explains the both, and it says to know the theology is to know the mystery of the Trinity. Let's break it down more. It's for you, ladies, to know the heart of your Father. It's for you to know the heart of your Heavenly Father. And you need to know the economy of God, and that doesn't have a lot to do with money, but back then it had to do with your Father's plan for your life. And so when we enter into this relationship with Jesus and we sit at his feet, it means we want to know his heart, and we want to know his plan. And if we know his heart and we know his plan, we're more apt to step out of the boat. We're more apt to endure one day more. because we have direction in our life. That's what comes from being a modern-day disciple. That's what comes from being a chosen woman who is in a relationship with Jesus. This is a real relationship. This goes from the page to the pavement. It's a love relationship where every day you meet with Him and you sit and you listen for His heart and His plan. And you, the goal is you want to know His voice. The most valuable thing in my life is to know the voice of Jesus.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Kevin Lowry, and I'm in the studio with Father Stosh Daly from Holy Family Parish in Columbus. And Father, we are one gift away from our next incentive here, which is an extra $750 if we reach 20 total for this hour. So let's, we need to pray for that.
All of the gifts coming in go to keeping Catholic Radio on the air and bringing the message of our Lord Jesus Christ to those who listen. You know, this hour we had a testimony brought to us by David Hyland, a parishioner at Resurrection. And in his testimony, he highlighted how some of the things he finds beautiful about Catholic Radio is the richness of faith that's made presentable and available. And he also highlights how when you listen to Catholic Radio, you get drawn in by different shows and different comments. And we just listened to a clip from Jeff Cavins, and both of those are perfect descriptions of what happens. It is a richness of the faith. He highlights, you know, endurance comes from having direction in your life.
Right.
And that's one of the beautiful gifts and riches of our Catholic faith. Our faith hands on to us that very practical and applicable way of knowing the teachings of Jesus and how we're supposed to live. It gives us that direction so that we can endure
right.
this reality of life.
You know, that is so true, Father. It's funny because one of the things that I've told my kids over the course of time is that being Catholic doesn't necessarily make things easier, but it gives it purpose. You know, it gives us context, and you're right, about the endurance, because if we know that we're being faithful, even though we go through difficulties, we know that, you know, it's Christ who is going to sustain us and help us. And I got to tell you, I love that clip, too, from Jeff. You know, the line that caught me initially was, you cannot become like Him, or like Christ, he means, without Him. You know, so it
right.
just illustrates really brilliantly the way that we are utterly reliant on Christ for our sanctification. And the other piece that I really loved was the most valuable thing in my life is to know the voice of Jesus, which is something that Catholic Radio really helps us to do
absolutely
in so many ways. So once again, please call us to partner in this wonderful work. You can call 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com. And we are looking for one more gift this hour to reach our goal and to hit an additional $750 incentive that a generous donor has pledged. You can do that in a number of different ways. A sustaining membership is a gift of $20 or more per month. And we'll give you a copy of Father John Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary DVD. You can also make a leadership gift of $1,000 or more one time, and you'll get the same DVD plus the El Divino Niño statue, or be a business member for a gift of $60 a month, and you'll get over 100 mentions for your business a year. And of course, as Father Stosh just mentioned, we had a challenge in this hour for everyone from
Resurrection,
who advertises in the bulletin, which I guess is voluminous.
But, right.
But you know, I'd like to open that up a little bit, not just Resurrection. I mean, any business sponsor of the bulletins in parishes across our listening area, you know, we all benefit from this.
Sure.
I'm a business member, and I think it's wonderful. It's a way of advertising my book, How God Hauled Me Kicking and Screaming into the Catholic Church. And, you know, I was so geeked because the audiobook came out and I didn't have to read it. So I thought, okay, that's a good thing to advertise. But this is really a great way
absolutely.
To get those businesses' names out. So once again, please call 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com.
You know, at 6 o'clock this morning, or shortly thereafter, I got a text message from Father Sean Dooley, who's one of the priests stationed down in Chillicothe at St. Peter's,
him.
And he helps out at St. Mary, Queen of the Missions in Waverly, and in St. Sylvester and Zaleski. And he was like, hey, can you throw out a shout for me. Just uh-huh. tell everyone that I'm the best priest ever. So I am going to say, you know, Father Shanduli is the best priest ever, especially when he's riding alone in a car, you know? So he's the best priest ever in that car, you know? And the Franciscan Sisters of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, who work so tirelessly for the salvation of souls at St. Peter and Chains in Chillicothe with Father Dooley and Father Harchie, and of course their pastor, Father Han, you know, so if you are a member of St. Peter's in Chillicothe, St. Mary's in Waverly, St. Joseph's in Circleville, coming up into the metro area, if you're in Marion, St. Mary's with Father Buffer, and maybe London, St. Patrick's with Father Hinnersheed, it doesn't matter, Zanesville even, you know, wherever you are in our listening area, we're inviting you to participate in the mission of Catholic Radio to make sure that we continue to make that richness of the faith, as our testimony for this hour, David Hyland, so beautifully put it, make the richness of the faith widely available by keeping Catholic Radio on the air.
Right, and we only need one more gift this hour to get to our extra $750 if we reach 20 total pledges. So please call 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com and know that, you know, this gift, especially for guys like Father Dooley, whose humility is obviously also spectacular.
Especially like texting people at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
Who does that?
You know, one of the other things that this will do is it will actually help him, because we know that through the generosity of our donors that we are acquiring a new station in Scioto County that will be serving Portsmouth, Waverly, and Ironton. So, you know, he's going to benefit from that.
Yeah. The lines for confession can get much longer.
Exactly.
Maybe not his confessional, but the lines for confessional will get longer.
Well, you know, we hope that has a good effect on his lines as
it
well.
It will, but, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see.
Great
so,
priest.
Once again, I am very happy to say that our angel has appeared in the studio.
Woo!
Andrea, welcome.
Thank you so much. I have another joke. Where was
Great.
Solomon's temple? Oh, are you so excited?
I'm writing these down. Yeah, I'm recording
them.
They're
so great.
Probably not going to use
them,
but I'm definitely recording.
Where was Solomon's temple located? Any guesses?
No idea.
Yeah, not trying.
On the side of his head.
Oh, my. Okay. I don't know what to say about that one, Father.
Will you pray for her?
Yes.
So good. I love it. Thank you so much for everyone who is calling in. We received a leadership gift from an anonymous caller. Thank you so much. She called in memory of Stanley and Dorothy Liska.
My grandparents.
Claire.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Clara Rita and Thomas and Z Liska. So, yeah, they're Father Stash's grandparents,
so
aunts, and uncles. So thank you so much. Gianni from St. Bridget. Thank you so much for calling in with your gift in memory of your father. She loves St. Gabriel Radio, and she said that it brings her closer to her faith. And she also got to go to Fatima because of St. Gabriel.
Ooh.
So that's pretty awesome.
Nice.
I want to know more about that. That's cool. Sign me up. Kathy, thank you so much for your gift. In honor of Father Stash Daly. She also loves St. Gabriel and loves learning more about her faith. Thank you so much for being a gold sustaining member. That is awesome. Thank you to Stash from St. Catherine. He called
That'd
in.
That'd be my uncle.
Is that your uncle?
Oh,
awesome. You know everybody. he is making a donation in honor of his parents. And so thank you so much. He says he's sending love and keep up the good work. So thank you so much for your gift. Michelle for St. John Newman Parish, thank you so much for your gift. She said it loves how it puts her in tune with others on her daily travels. So thank you so much for calling in. Honor from Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, thank you so much for being a bronze sustaining member. So thank you so much for everyone that's been calling in. Once again, you can call in at 614-459-4820. Once again, that's 614-459-4820, or you can donate online as well. Thank you so much, everybody.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And, you know, and we know a lot of these people. Father, you just needed to do a shout out to your family, apparently. Everything would have worked out. But I know Honor down at OLPH.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. So, you know, again, we'd love to hear from more people. In fact, we need just one more in the next 5 minutes to hit our extra $750 goal. And but we want to thank everyone who's called. We want to thank our angel, Andrea, who has done such a terrific job. I feel like I need to hit refresh on this computer over here, Father, and just, you know, see if we hit the next hit 20. And, of course, I'd really like to thank you, Father Stosh, for coming in today and battling rush hour and being here, because I was so excited that you would be co-hosting this.
Glad to do it.
And once again, we've got lots of different ways to give and partner in this important apostolate. If you can become a sustaining member, we will send you Father John Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary DVD. That's for gifts of $20 or more per month. You can become a business member at $60 a month for over 100 mentions a year on air, and a leadership gift of $1,000 one time or more. All of these different ways of supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio are very much appreciated. Father, would you give us your blessing to end off this hour?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May the Lord bless you, protect you, and keep you, and send forth His Holy Spirit to accompany you along the journey through life towards complete union with the divine and sacred heart of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask this through the intercession of the Holy Virgin, she who is our Mother and Queen. And may the Lord bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Father, once again. And this brings to a close our hour. Dave is going to play Answering the Call now, a clip with Father Ed and Elizabeth Ficicelli.
So, of course, sort of in desperation, I thought, well, maybe if I just go back to church, God's going to help me out. He's going to tell me what to do with my life. You know, so I go back to Mass one Sunday morning, and it was just, oh, I fell in love. I fell in love with the Lord. I fell in love with the Mass. I felt like I was home again. I just had this peace come over me, and it was just, that was sort of, I guess, maybe we could say a reversion experience.
Just walking into that Mass, was there any part of that Mass or just the whole
just being there at Mass. It was like, oh, this is what I remember from childhood, going to Mass. And it was just something very peaceful about it. And I thought, this is what I need to be doing on a regular basis, coming here to Mass. And maybe it was because my mom used to take all of us, and she was very, she made sure that we would at least go to Mass on the weekends, mm-hmm. as we were growing up. And
right.
so,
it kind of sounds like it rekindled something, you know,
it did,
something familiar,
sure.
or something.
Something very familiar. Yes.
Okay, so seeds that are planted in childhood,
right.
that sound like, you
yes,
know,
exactly.
So in this coming back kind of like, oh, okay, I feel home. I got this peace. Was there more than just this hunger for the faith? Was there finding like a hint of a vocation at this point?
Well, okay. So at this point, when I realized, okay, I better go to Mass on a regular basis, and God sort of like entered into my life, and He was real for me, that's when the first time ever I had a prayer life, and I started to pray to God and say, you know, God, what do you want me to do with my life? And so within a couple of months, He actually answered my prayer. So I received a brochure in the mail, and it was from the Legionaries of Christ, and it was just a recruiting brochure, but it said, have you ever considered becoming a priest? And I had not been part of any like religious mailing lists, you know?
Right.
To me, it was just so out of the blue that I was convinced that that was God talking to me, telling me what to do with my life. Of course, I started shaking and I broke out into a cold sweat, and I was like, what? You want me to become a priest? I had never considered becoming a priest ever before that time. So, of course, you know, I'm 24 years old. So I realized then, okay, I think I need to pursue the priesthood.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
We have to think the way God thinks. See? If I hit my brother, that's not how God thinks. If you lie or cheat, it's not how God is. If you have a hot temper, if you're proud, arrogant, if you find it hard to forgive and forget, it's not like God. What does that mean? It means you're not acting like God. You know, it's foolish to think that you're going to die and pop, boom, right into heaven when you hate half the people there. You know, you still hate your mother-in-law. You still hate, may she rest in peace, but you hope she doesn't. All these people you don't even like.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
A listener once described St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, as grounded and faithful. What does it mean? It means the teachings on St. Gabriel Radio are trusted and true. They're consistent with sacred scripture and the catechism of the Catholic Church. We stick to the truth, clear and simple. A faithful approach, just one more reason why St. Gabriel Catholic Radio isn't just radio, it's something that makes a difference. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
And good morning and welcome back to the Fall Spirit Drive here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. We are so excited to be here. My name's Dave Garrett.